Good evening. It is wonderful to see everybody. The word Nosan is one of those words that whichever way you look at it, whichever way you spell it, whether you begin Nun, Saf Nun, or backwards, Nun, Saf Nun, it spells the same word, which is Nosan. A very valuable and important lesson that Chazal teach us, and that is that when you give to someone, you're not only giving, but you're actually receiving as well. So one shouldn't think by giving that he's not getting something back, but when he gives, he's actually receiving. So obviously, the way Chazal understand this, v'nosnu, that when you give charity, when you give tzedakah, your hashkafa, your outlook shouldn't be, I'm going to be poor the more I give, or all I'm doing is giving when I'm giving charity tzedakah. Chazal teach us that the hashkafa, the outlook has to be that when I give, I'm also getting something back. Now, I want to suggest that that idea of giving and getting back doesn't only manifest itself in the mitzvah of tzedakah, but it also manifests itself in relationships as well. And there isn't a greater relationship or a greater manifestation of this idea of nosan, when you give, you get back, than the relationship of a parent to a child. And let me explain. Because it needs explanation. One might think, what are you talking about? All a parent does is give, 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 and never does a parent really ever receive something back from a child. And you might think that the relationship of a parent to a child is one-sided. It's exclusively the parent giving to the child. But if we look at Chazal, Chazal teaches us that it's not entirely true. That the relationship of a parent to a child, obviously the parent is giving to a child, but there is something that the child gives to the parent. And let me explain. In this week's parsha in Bahaloscha, the Torah tells us, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el Aaron v'amarta elov, speak to Aaron and say to him, Baha'aloscha es haneros el mul pnei haminorah ya'iru shivas haneros. When you light the flames towards the pnei haminorah, the face of the menorah, shall the seven lamps cast light. And Rashi comes and asks, Lama nismacha parshas haminorah leparshas hanasiim. What is the juxtaposition of parshios, of the beginning of this week's parsha, which is focusing on the menorah, to the Chanukas Hanasiim, to the dedication of the Nasiim, the inauguration ceremony of the Mishkan, at which karbanos were brought by the Nasiim, the tribal leaders? Rashi continues and tells us, Kisheroya Aaron Chanukas Hanasiim. When Aaron saw the Chanukas Hanasiim, the inauguration, the karbanos that were brought by the Nasiim, Chol Shadaito, he became depressed. Shelohoya Imayim Bachanuka Lohu Velo Shifto. For neither he nor his Shevet, his tribe, the Kohanim, was with them in this Chanukas Hanasiim. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Aaron, Chayecha shelcha gidola mishelahem. Chayecha, by your life, your portion is greater than theirs. Sha'ata malik umetiv es haneros. For you, kindle and prepare the neros, the lights, boker va'erev, every morning and every evening. That's the explanation of Rashi. However, the Ramban doesn't necessarily understand Rashi's understanding. Velonis barerli lama nichamo bahalakas haneros. The Ramban doesn't understand why it would be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would console Aaron with lighting the menorah. Veloni chamu biktores boker va'erev sheshibcho hakosuv yasimu kitora ba'apecha. Why not console Aaron with perhaps the kitores that's also offered every morning and evening? Ubechol hakarbonos uminchas chabitin, or perhaps any of the other karbonos ubaavodas yom hakipurim. Or maybe the service of Yom HaKippurim, She'ena Kishera Elabo, which is only applicable to Aaron or his descendants. V'nichnas lefnai v'lefnim, they go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'shehu Kodosh Hashem Omid Beheichalo Lisharso Ulevarech Shemo. Or the fact that the Kohen is the one that stands and is the Mishares and administers to all of the needs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shifto kula mishar se elokeinu, and the entire shevet to the Kohanim are the ministers, are the misharis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's no mention of that. All that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing to allay the concerns or to appease Aaron HaKohen is telling him she'ata madlik umetiv es haneros boker ve'erev. It's a very difficult idea to understand that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to choose in being miyashev the das of Aaron HaKohen. And therefore the Ramban comes and tells us that when Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him she'ata madlib umetiv es haneros, it's referring to none other then the Chashmonoi Kohen Gadol Ubono. It's talking about the Nes of Chanukah. Aval Inyon Ha'agado Hazu Lidros Remez Minaparsha. The point of this Agada is not what Rashi is saying, but rather it's telling us Al Chanukah Shel Neros, about the Chanukah, the story of Chanukah, of the candles, Shohaisa b'bayisheni, that will be in the times of the Second Temple, Sha'al yidei Aaron uvanov, regarding the rededication of the Beis Hamikdash because of Aaron and his children. Ritzoni lomar chashmonoi kohen gadol uvanov, it's none other than the children, the descendants of Aaron HaKohen, that will ensure the light, will ensure the Kedusha. And not only will that be in effect in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, but says the Ramban, Vihine Hadavar Yadua, it's known, Shekeshe'en Beis Hamikdash Kayam, when there will not be a Beis Hamikdash, v'hakarbonos betelin b'pnei chorbono, and the sacrifices will be nullified because of its destruction. Af neros betelos, the menorah that was lit in the Beis Hamikdash will be batel as well, will be nullified as well. Avalo ramzu el l'neros chanukas chashmonoi, shehi noheges af la'acher chorban b'galusenu. That even when the karbanos will be nullified, there won't be a Beis Hamikdash, there won't be a menorah that is lit in the Beis Hamikdash, But for Dore Doros, for generation and generation and generation, even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, even when Klal Yisrael is in Golus, we will forever be reminded of the Chashmonoi, the descendants of Aaron, the Kohanim that came and were mitaher that which was Tame. And for generations and for Doros, we will never forget what Aaron's descendants had accomplished. And that, says the Ramban, is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was miyashev das of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen was depressed that he wasn't able to partake in the Chanukas HaMishkan. Every other tribe was able to bring a karbon, and Aaron HaKohen was sitting on the sidelines. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Chayecha, Shelcha Gidola Mishelahem, yours is going to be greater, because the karbonos that the Nesiim are bringing is temporary. It's finite. It's only while the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash is Kayam, is present. But your lot, Aaron HaKohen, your lot is going to be eternal. You're going to have a schus that every generation is going to be reminded what your descendants accomplished. And that, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Aaron HaKohen, that's in your schus, that's in your honor. Don't be concerned. Don't be depressed. Because yours is going to be for eternity, while theirs is only going to be while the Beis HaMikdash is Kayam. That, says the Ramban, is what our children offer to us, to us, parents. Our children offer continuity. Our children offer the opportunity for us to live and to endure and to survive way after we passed on. The Chashmonaim were generations and generations and generations after Aaron HaKohen. But yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Aaron HaKohen, don't be depressed. You're going to have eternity because of your children. Your children are going to give you the greatest nachas, the greatest joy. You're going to be remembered for generations and generations. Every household, whether in Golus or in Eretz Yisrael, whether in the times of the Beis HaMikdash or not, they're always going to have on their lips Chashmonoi Ubanov, the Kohanim, the priest that ensured continuity among the Jewish people. And that's your children. Those are your schuyos. So when one asks, it seems that parents and children is a one-time or is a one-way relationship where all it is the parent constantly giving to a child. And how is it possible that children can give back to a parent? The answer is that there is a way that a child can give back to a parent. And that's eternal life. The Chashmonaim gave Aaron HaKohen eternal life. That Aaron HaKohen will forever be remembered for generation and generation to come. And says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Aaron HaKohen, Chayecha Shelcha Gedola Mishelohem. Chayecha, by your life, you will have eternal life. And yours is greater than theirs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being made, is telling Aaron HaKohen that there's nothing greater than a child offering continuity to a parent. And this essentially is what the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Bra Mizaka Abba, that a child is Mizaka, he strengthens, he supports a parent. That is how a child can give Vinasan. It's a two-way street. It's a parent giving to a child, but if you spell it the other way around, it's also Nasan. It's the child giving back and extending a parent. But we mustn't make a mistake. However it is that a child is giving to a parent, and a child is extending a parent, and allows a parent to have continuity for generations and generations long after they passed on. And there's nothing more beneficial for a parent than a child to extend a parent's way of life, as the Chashmonaim had extended Aaron HaKohen's life. But we mustn't make a mistake that at the end of the day, a child can never, ever reach the stature or the standing of a parent. It's impossible. It's an impossibility, however great a child is. They will never be able to reach and to appreciate the level of a parent. Let me explain. The Gemara comes and tells us in Maseches Temura, B'sha'ah sh'nifter Moshe Rabbeinu l'gan Eden. At the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, he was about to expire to Gan Eden. Amar lei Yehoshua. He turned to Yehoshua and said, Sh'al mimeni kol sveikos sh'yesh lecha. Ask me any suffik, any uncertainty that you have concerning Torah law halacha. Amar lo, Yehoshua responded to his illustrious Rebbe. Rebbe, kilum hinachticha shah achas v'halachti l'makom acher. Did I leave you for even a moment and go l'makom acher to another place? Did I even miss one of your teachings, even for a moment? Lo kach kosafta bi. Have you not written about me in your Torah? Umisharso Yehoshua bin Nun nar lo yomish mitoch ha'oel. And his servant, his misharis Yehoshua, Yehoshua bin Nun, a nar, a young boy, would not leave from within the tent. Miyad Tashash Kocho Shel Moshe, immediately Moshe became pained by the response of Yehoshua. And the obvious question that one has to ask, why would Moshe Rabbeinu have become pained? And the Gemara continues and tells us that because of the pain that Yehoshua had given to his illustrious Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu, nishtakechu mimenu shlosh meos halachos. 300 halachos were forgotten by Yehoshua. Vinoldu lo shiva meos sveikos, and 700 sveikos had happened to Yehoshua. What was so terrible? What did Yehoshua say that would cause Moshe Rabbeinu such pain? Did he say anything wrong? All he said to Moshe Rabbeinu is that I never left your side. You've taught me everything. I'm ready to go out to the world. Everything that you taught, I have. And now I'm ready to give it over. Klal Yisrael is in good hands. Doesn't every Rebbe want to hear that? Isn't that how HaKadosh Baruch Hu allayed the fears of Aaron HaKohen by telling him, you're in good hands, your children are going to take care of you, they're going to ensure that you have perpetuity? What was so wrong with the statement of Yehoshua when he told Moshe Rabbeinu, I have it all? I want to share with you the words of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. She'af she'Yehoshua lo made es kol hatarim epi Moshe. Indeed, it's true. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Yehoshua everything. He was ready to go out and teach everything that Moshe had ever taught him. Anything that Moshe knew, Yehoshua knew. Except there's one point that Yehoshua must have forgotten or must not have learned. Mikol makom klal echad bahalacha lo lamad mimenu. There was one thing that Moshe Rabbeinu, or one idea that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't teach to Yehoshua. And that ultimately is what Yehoshua, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, had not known. And that is the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Omid Beis, that says, Im harishonim b'nei malachim. If the Rishonim, the earlier generation, are like children of angels, anu b'nei anashim, we, the latter generations, are the children of people. V'im rishonim, and if the earlier generations are b'nei anashim, are children of man, anu, we are kachamorim, like donkeys. Indeed, it's true. Moshe Rabbeinu had taught Yehoshua everything. And Yehoshua was prepared to transmit the entirety of the Torah to the next generation. They wouldn't be lacking for anything. He was a very capable replacement of Moshe Rabbeinu. He never had left the side of Moshe Rabbeinu. He felt ready. Moshe Rabbeinu had prepared him. He was the Mishares. However, no one can ever replace Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was from the first generation. He was the Rishonim. Yehoshua was from the Achronim. He was the child of the Rishon. He was the Talmud of the Rebbe. It's Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That interaction that Moshe Rabbeinu experienced, that he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when he gave over the Torah, he might have taught Yehoshua the halachos, but he was never able to see the face of Hashem. So he might have received the chomer, the physical aspect of the halacha, but he didn't receive the ruchni with the chomer. He didn't receive the spiritual DNA that came with the halacha. He was simply transmitting a halacha without the nuance of being able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he transmitted the Torah. Many years ago, when I was in yeshiva, I was in yeshiva's Beis Yisrael. And the Rosh Yeshiva turned to me and he said, it's impossible to see or to experience what I've experienced. I experienced the Kriyat Shema of the Brisker Rav. And I've emulated that Kriyat Shema. And now you hear me saying over the Kriyat Shema, and you're trying to emulate my Kriyat Shema that I heard from the Brisker Rav. You're never going to be able to get it. Truly never be able to get it. Because my Kriyat Shema was impacted by the Brisker Rav's Kriyat Shema. All you're hearing are words and a nuance, but you're not actually getting the Kriyat Shema. You're getting an element of the Kriyat Shema. I got the Kriyat Shema. Yehoshua got the halachos, but he didn't get the nuances with the halachos. It was Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Yehoshua can never get that. Moshe Rabbeinu was depressed because Yehoshua didn't understand that nuance. He didn't realize that however much Moshe Rabbeinu had given him all the halachos, but he couldn't give him Misinai. He couldn't give him from Har Sinai. And Yehoshua didn't understand it, didn't appreciate it. And that goes for every aspect of halacha throughout the generations. An Amora can't argue with a Tana. And there are a hierarchy of Tanoim. And the Gaonim can't argue with the Amoraim. And an Achron can't argue with a Rishon. Because the earlier generations are the generations that are Kibel Torah Misinai. They're one generation closer to the Rishonim. They're one generation to the Im HaRishonim B'nei Malachim. If the earlier generations are the children of angels, Anu, we, the latter generations, are B'nei Anashim. V'im Rishonim B'nei Anashim, and if the earlier generations are children of people, then Anu, then we, the latter generations, are Kechamorim, like donkeys. Yehoshua might have gotten all the halachas, but he didn't get Misinai. And I want to suggest that perhaps is what the Ramban is talking about a little later in the Parsha. In this week's Parsha, there are these inverted nuns. And essentially, these inverted nuns are a demarcation, are there to create a cocoon, a bubble, a parsha within a parsha. And there are various explanations as to why it is necessary to have these inverted nuns in the parsha. Also, lo siman milafanov ulumeachorov, Rashi says that the Torah made this siman before and after lomar she'en ze mikomo, that this is not its place for these psukim. Well, if that's the case, v'lama kasvu kan, why then was it written here? Kedei lahafsik bein paranios l'paranios, in order to make a hefsik, a separation between paranios, between one calamity and another. The Torah doesn't like or to repeat calamity after calamity.
Kedisa beperikol kisvei hakodesh. The Ramban doesn't necessarily like Rashi's understanding, and the Ramban gives his own pshat. And essentially he says, what are the calamities nonetheless that we're talking about? So the Ramban explains that the second one is that they were kimis onanim, rab be'oznei Hashem. There were these complainers, these people that felt bad for themselves. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have patience for them, or the Asafsuf, or the rebel rousers that were Mis'avet Taiva, that yearned to have meat. So what was the Puranios before the Parsha of Vayihi bin Aharon? The Ramban says it was Vayisu Mehar Hashem. It was that when Klal Yisrael left Har Sinai, it was tantamount to a Tinok Sheborach Mibeis HaSefer. It was tantamount, analogous to a child that runs away from school. School is going to be over soon. The last day of school, it is such a magnificent sight. There's nothing that I enjoy more than watching my children run away from school. I was the same way. But leaving Har Sinai, anxious to run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afraid he's going to give you more mitzvos, says the Ramban, that was Peronios HaRishon, the first of the calamities, the destructive ways of Bnei Yisrael. Though maybe what we're suggesting right now, maybe the Peronios, Vayisu Mehar Hashem, was that they didn't appreciate the Doros HaRishonim, the earlier generations. Vayisu Mehar Hashem maybe means they weren't appreciative of Moshe Rabbeinu. We see that throughout the storyline of the desert, time and time again, they had brought complaint after complaint to Moshe. The Jews of that generation didn't appreciate Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayisu Mehar Hashem, they ran away from Har Sinai. They didn't appreciate that Moshe Rabbeinu saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu ponim el ponim. And if they would have, they wouldn't have given Moshe Rabbeinu such tzaras, to the point where a few psukim after these inverted nuns, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Moshe Rabbeinu, turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't handle these people. They're too much for me. Lama hariosa lavdecha, v'lama lama tzasi chen beinecha. What are you doing to me? Lasum is masa kol ha'am hazeh olai. I can't deal with these people. They're making me crazy. Vayisu mehar Hashem. They didn't understand the idea, the notion of im harishonim b'nei malachim anu b'nei anashim. So indeed it's true. A child gives a parent continuity, eternal living. The latter generations ensure that the earlier generations are remembered and their limudim are continued on. There's a continuation from generation to generation. That's what a child can give to a parent. That's the nosan. That there's a two-way relationship that the parent gives and a child gives back. But chas v'shalom, should one ever think that just because a child and the latter generations are giving to a parent, that they can even for a moment appreciate and reach the level of a parent. It's an impossibility because the parent is one step closer to Har Sinai, to Moshe Rabbeinu, than the next generation that follows. So indeed, there's a two-way relationship. And the Chashmonaim had given Aaron eternal continuity that ultimately was Miyashev Hadas Shel Aaron HaKohen. But at the end of the day, it's the parent that is closer to Har Sinai, and therefore a child will never, ever be able to reach the level, however big of a Talmud Chacham, however wealthy, however more technologically advanced or mature or sophisticated. At the end of the day, doesn't make a difference, because a parent has the limudim from the earlier generations, and a child will never, ever be able to have those nuances. Have a wonderful night. Thank you.